Oratory is important in all periods in the ancient world. We can see oratory important already in the epics of Homer, the Iliad and the Odyssey, where large parts of the poems are taken up by speeches that the characters make to each other. Later in the Greek world, we find oratory is very important in political life. If you read the history of Thucydides, you find that a large part of that is concerned with speeches by political characters, people trying to influence each other to follow a particular course of action, decisions about whether war should be conducted, matters of public policy. Speech is also important in ancient Greece, in law courts, ancient Greek societies, conducted lawsuits, criminal cases and civil cases, and speeches were always important in these trials. In the Roman Republic, moving to Rome, we find that oratory is important from an early period. One aspect of oratory that is clearly traditional at Rome is the custom of the funeral speech. When important Romans died from an early period, they seem to have had a speech often given in their honour by a deceased relative at their funeral. During the Middle and Late Republic, speeches became much more common, particularly where assemblies of Roman citizens had to be persuaded to go to war or to pass laws. And the Senate also was a deliberative body in the Roman Republic and was deliberating all kinds of matters of public policy. Individual speakers would speak to the Senate to try and bring the Senate over to their view. Many of these speakers would be leading aristocrats, leading politicians. Their word would carry a lot of weight and authority. And so speech naturally is something that has a part in Roman political culture. It's also something which has a part in intellectual culture and in education. Speech is something which I think the Romans enjoy doing. It's something that they learn to do. It's part of their education. And even in the early empire, when decisions are made by the emperor and making public speeches becomes less important, the Romans still continue to make speeches for fun, for amusement, as part of their social activities. And making speeches almost in a competitive way continue to be important throughout the rest of antiquity.